Listen to this news. G20 experts to spearhead global finance revolution. India at the helm. An international coalition of the G20 experts, presided over by India, is actively preparing for an initiative that seeks to significantly remodel the worldwide financial infrastructure. As the leading coordinator for the G20, Harshvardhan Shringla has unveiled plans for the G20 expert group to launch a highly anticipated two-phase report, due for release in June and October. The report aims to explore the complex issues encountered by multilateral development banks, MDBs, and suggest innovative strategies to overcome these hurdles. The financial world eagerly anticipates the inaugural revelations of the report, scheduled for presentation at the 18th G20 Heads of State and Government Summit in September 2023, to be hosted in New Delhi, India. Amidst international focus, India's presidency of the G20 is ideally positioned to guide a pivotal shift towards heightened inclusivity and sustainability in the global financial sphere, aligning with its core belief of One Earth, One Family, One Future. The impending G20 expert group's report will play a vital role in this paradigm shift. In a parallel development, the recent new Global Financing Pact Summit in Paris underscored the significance of this project. India's finance minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, emphasized the necessity of crafting a comprehensive global financial system that empowers countries, particularly those in development or emerging stages, to achieve their sustainable development objectives and support climate action financing. Noting that MDBs have typically served as crucial supports for burgeoning economies, Sitharaman pointed out that non-borrowing shareholders are now increasingly expecting these banks to tackle transnational problems. This growing demand could potentially stretch the resources of MDBs, necessitating a nuanced, multi-pronged strategy to lessen this burden. In her remarks, Sitharaman applauded the substantial progress made worldwide in advancing women's economic empowerment. She cited the impact of programs like Mudra Yojana and Stand Up India that have substantially empowered women, especially those in vulnerable sectors. She further highlighted the effectiveness of direct benefit transfers in reducing system inefficiencies and enhancing the efficacy of such programs. As the global community keenly awaits the G20 expert group's report, expectations run high that it will set the foundations for a more robust and adaptable global financial infrastructure. The upcoming report's insights will likely prove crucial in determining the trajectory of international finance in the future. The goal is to construct a resilient financial system for the 21st century that embodies inclusivity, promotes sustainable growth worldwide, adeptly handles transnational issues, and uplifts the economically disadvantaged. Policy and law. RCEP powers forward. A new era of economic integration.